This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Dental care for low-income kids has been a problem in Wisconsin for years. One reason is parents cannot find dentists who will accept Medicaid. The state is paying some dentists more to be in the government health program to see if it'll improve access. Shemaine Mills talked with a Brown County family who finally found a dentist through the state's new pilot program.
People don't go to the dentist for a lot of reasons. One obstacle for low-income families is finding one who takes patients paying with Medicaid, known in Wisconsin as Badger Care. For kids, this can mean their first trip to the dentist comes after the cavities, or worse, have already set in.
My youngest, she's got a really bad sweet tooth, so like any time she sees candy, it's in her mouth. So she ended up having to go in and have some oral surgery done, caps put on, some stuff removed.
That's Christy, a 32-year-old mother from Pulaski who doesn't want her last name used. Christy said her kids didn't see a dentist until they were five or six because she had trouble finding one. She finally did, but then that dentist stopped taking Badger Care.
And then that place wasn't accepting patients anymore. After that, they wouldn't take Badger Care. And the only other place was like 2.5 hours away. I don't even remember where it was. But I remember getting out the phone book and literally calling every dentist, do you take Badger Care? And it was just nothing. You couldn't find anything.
Her three kids now have a regular dentist. On this day, Adelie is being coaxed to open her mouth so the hygienist can take a look.
So open nice and big like an alligator. That's as big as you can open.
Yeah, there we go. Look at that.
All right, and bite nice and hard like a tiger, like this. Let me see your teeth.
Only about a third of dentists in the state accept Badger Care. And for those who do, like Oral Health Partnership, where Adelie's getting a checkup, the bottom line's always a concern. Partnership Director Michael Schwartz-Oscar says the nonprofit dental office has squeaked by with the help of donations to supplement state reimbursement that didn't cover costs. Now they're part of a state pilot that pays dentists in four counties more than the regular rate.
20 cents, 30 cents on the dollar, and now it's about 60 cents on the dollar. It's essentially doubled.
The pilot is focused on dental care for kids and also adults who need emergency care. Schwartz-Oscar says the extra money is making a difference.
This enhanced reimbursement pilot is doing it for us. We're able to see more kids, hire more dentists.
Oral Health Partnership has hired three more dentists and has shrunk its appointment wait times from 4 months to just 2 weeks. But Schwartz-Oscar says some dentists are skeptical of the latest effort. There's lots of paperwork. A high number of patients cancel appointments, and pilots in the past have fizzled. But in 2014, Wisconsin ranked last in providing dental care for children on Medicaid.
If you don't do anything, nothing's going to change. We'll continue to be last. We'll continue to have all these preventable dental issues going to the ERs and costing the state millions, right? We're saving the state tremendous amounts of money by not having children in the ERs or as adults having even more advanced dental issues.
According to the Wisconsin Dental Association, the state's Medicaid reimbursement rates are currently third lowest in the nation for children's dental care and fifth lowest for adults. Yet some states pay dentists less than Wisconsin and have better access. State officials say before they expand the program, they want to see some hard data on whether extra tax dollars get more kids to the dentist. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.